you take a step in and you feel this like exhaustion, and all of you have to like take a breath to try to steady yourselves.
Okay.
But it's difficult. Your lungs are like, like it really is knocking you.
Same as me?
Everybody.
Well, this certainly sucks.
We have to get to this quickly.
Yes, with haste.
If we don't,
press on with all possible dispatch.
So, just to cut to the chase, it's a maze. The longer you take to get through the maze, the more time, the more it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to tell me what you want to do to lower your difficulty to get in and through the maze. Like, you need to give me checks to see how well you're able to go through the maze. But the checks will be easier if you can tell me, okay, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. How are you not going to get lost? How are you going to stick together?
Are there walls?
Yes. Every wall that
you can go
see,
on top of?
Every wall that you see has images on it. I will tell you now, the images aren't going to help you. It just looks like chronicles. But you still see the same faces over and over again. But it just looks like storytelling. None of them have arrows saying, like, this way. I'll save you that time.
I'm thinking, you know, I've still got a little bit of blurred vision. Try to go through it as quickly as I can to find a way out.
Mm-hmm.
Using my speed. Sure. Even if I hit a wall, you know, ricochet off the best I can with my afflictions that I have.
So you want to try to scout ahead?
Scout ahead with stealth.
Okay. Because you can take an extra extra movement each turn.
Exactly.
Okay. How are you not going to get lost?
Yeah, like, can you leave a trail or something? Do we have anything that you can leave a trail of?
Every time we hit a turn, I'll take my hand axe and I'll hit on the corner of the wall. That way I'll know, at least if we have to backtrack, we know we've come that way.
Okay.
You mean like you follow me?
Or whoever. Like, as we're going. Every time we hit a turn, I'm going to mark it.
Okay.
I want to try something. Okay. And I don't know if it's going to do anything.
Okay.
Okay. I want to take out my instrument of illusions.
Okay.
And I just want to strum on it to bring up my spectral dancer. And I just want to see if anything happens as I send the spectral dancer 15 feet out.
Oh. Nothing happens.
Okay.
Nice attempt.
I'll bring it back.
You're looking for traps, right?
Mm-hmm.
No traps.
I was looking for traps, or if I could see just like the spectral dancer immediately vanishing, or like some sort of like magical darkness or something
understood.
Like that. You know
understood.
What I mean?
No, everything seems pretty straightforward.
Mm. Okay.
So, Lagatha, you wanted to scout ahead.
Yep. Also, I had one little thing where I have that horn of silent alarm.
Mm.
So maybe I can go pick one person, try to scout ahead.
Okay.
And if
when you make a left, it's one horn. Right,
right
it's two horns.
Like
well,
that.
What we could do is if we still have our rope, because I imagine we
yes,
were taking our rope with us, right?
Which you have
so
50 feet
each.
Six times.
Which means we can give you two or three of those lengths of rope. That would give you 150 to 200 feet.
That's
if you turn it around yourself and we hold on to it, then you can just go up to 200 feet and then come back.
That could work.
Yeah, that could work. And you could also, like, blow the horn, like, pull me back, or you could blow the horn, come to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, two is come to me,
yeah,
one
yes.
is I'm coming back.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll use
okay.
the horn.
Okay.
Now, I just want to make sure I'm reading them right. Four charges. So, recharges daily at dawn is four charges. So, I got to use them very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I blow once, I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Blow twice, come.
Okay.
All right.
Is it dark inside the temple, DM?
No, not really.
Because okay. you said it's open air, right?
It's open air.
Okay.
So there are moments where it might seem a little bit darker, but even, like, It's extremely high up, but there are almost like skylights.
Okay.
Way high up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
We can do it.
So I need survival checks. Or let me look at this. Not survival.
I will also give you guidance for whatever the first thing you do is.
Survival is actually your best. So that's good.
Mm. Okay. So not use the stealth.
No, not use the stealth, because the stealth... Well, you could if you were saying, I'm trying to be quiet, but you're mainly... You need to be able to decipher, am I going left, right, center? Like, how am I getting through here? Mm-hmm. So, roll me...
The paladin just gave me guidance.
Guidance.
So, is that anything extra?
It's a
D4. D4 for one of your checks.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20? For survival?
You said survival checks.
Right? Oh, just for her.
I'll give her advantage.
Okay.
I'll assist her. So roll with advantage.
Okay.
So you have to make three separate checks. Because as you are going, you're going to have to make three separate turns to see each avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah. So roll me three separate survival checks. So you could just hit survival and it'll add it.
Oh, that's right.
I'll assist with all three. But yeah, I think you only get guidance on the first
you
one.
You gotta be effing kidding me.
So he gave you advantage, so you can use advantage on that.
Okay.
Nice.
23.
Okay. Keep going.
All right. Again, survival.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Excellent. So, for each of those checks, that is three separate checks for you guys for Constitution. Mm. So, while out there and you guys are just standing, you're in this temple, surrounded by the most powerful magic.
Three con saves each?
Three con saves each.
Oh. Me too?
Yeah, you too. Because you're in there.
Oh.
All of you. Yep. So roll them and then hang on to those numbers and I'll go through each one of you.
All right.
11, 11, and 4.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, that's three failures, babe.
Yeah, she said three.
I'm three sorry. Cons, right?
It's three failures, babe.
I know. I'm well aware that three failures.
Okay. Roll me a d4.
Three times?
No, just one d4.
One.
Blurred vision. All right. You start developing stone scales.
Mm.
And your legs are very heavy. You have one level of exhaustion. You have disadvantage on ability.
I know.
Just disadvantage.
On I know what exhaustion does.
Your legs feel like they're turning to stone. Okay, that was Simon. Simon, tell me what's going on.
Three individual.
Oh, okay. 8, 8, and 12.
Okay. It's two failures. You said 11, 11, and 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's two failures.
I'm dizzy, blurred vision, legs are heavy, and I have a level of exhaustion.
Okay.
Damn.
Simon.
Mm-hmm.
You have the stone scales. Now you have a disadvantage on ability checks. And roll me a d4.
4.
4. You no longer have bonus actions.
Oh.
Oh, that... Scarlet, you're up next.
15.
Pass.
20.
Pass.
5.
Fail. Roll me a d4.
2.
You start feeling really nauseous. You feel like you're going to throw up. You start feeling really nauseous.
Yep. Yep.
Lagatha, what'd you get for your 3?
16.
Pass.
18.
Pass.
13.
Pass!
Ah.
Nice.
Eight. Excellent.
Very happy.
Zorik?
12, 16, 13.
Pass, pass, pass!
25, 16, 16.
Jesus! This man's the only one who hasn't had a single problem.
They're con saves. Barbarian.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to make those all day.
I'm going to let you guys peek behind the DM screen again.
Uh-huh.
Each one of these stones has an ability that you have to save. I've made each one for you. Two of them are charisma. That's why you're the only one who was able to close that door. I have it. I have one's intelligence, one's wisdom. I have one for each of you. This one's yours.
Okay. Oh, with the cons, with the plus 5.
That's why you're the only one. Because by the end of it, if all of them turn to stone, you'll be okay.
Right.
I'm trying to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cons,
you each have a stone, if not two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I don't feel good.
Yeah, neither do I. This is getting worse. Hopefully Lagatha comes back soon.
So Lagatha was able to successfully navigate. She had 3 passes. So Lagatha, you can actually blow in the horn twice.
Okay.
If she had any failures, you would have all had to make a 4th. If she had 2 failures, you would have had to make a 5th.
Oh, okay.
But she had 3 positive.
Be grateful. I passed.
Wow.
Good job, Lagatha.
I have faith in you. Always have faith in you. Oh.
So you're able to give the right tone to them.
There's
so you're able to follow.
Let's go.
The rope.
Let's go.
Oh my god, yep. I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
Not on my armor, please.
I'm going to describe something to Lagatha only. Lagatha, you know you were successful. Because only you were able to get all the way up to here. When you pass this last turn, you are able to see ahead of you. Ready? You see in front of you all of these walls, all of these areas are all extremely high walls that are way past, almost like past your vision. But this right here is a dais. It's about 3 feet high. And there is a chair made of stone. And you see a warforge.
Oh.
That is sitting in it like it's a throne. He has his arms up and he is sitting perfectly still. Like this.
Are the eyes...
Eyes dark. He looks completely inert.
Okay.
But he's there. So you have eyes. You know this is somebody who probably would have taken the stone. You don't see the stone. You just see this. The second you lay eyes on this dais, oh my god, just the feeling of like a frozen lungs. Just... Your breath is barely there. You just feel like stone in your stomach. And you blow the horn as hard as you can, and you're just waiting. All of you follow the rope to see which way Lagatha went. And I'll say it takes not even a minute before you're up on our tail. So you guys can now see into this room. So just imagine that you're only seeing this area right here. So you guys can look through here, and you're going to see this area.
Just the whole, that little hallway.
Yep.
Well, we're not going to solve the problem back here.
We need to move quickly.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
So who's going and how? Just describe it to me. You don't have to go crazy about, like, initiative or anything like that. Just, what's your plan?
Original marching order, I guess. Lagatha, Adam...
Adam should probably be leading at this point because he's the one who hasn't been affected.
Yeah, he's kind of on his.
I'll go next.
Charlotte, Simon, and I'll bring up the rear. Yeah.
Adam, tell me what you're doing.
I'm just scanning the area.
Okay.
Making sure that there's no traps or anybody in front of us and stuff like that.
Okay, you're looking
and
for
I
traps.
See the bidais, whatever you call it.
Dais, yeah.
Right.
Dais, it's about, it just means like it's about 3 feet up.
Right.
And then it has this like throne that looks like it was carved.
I gotcha.
And then it just looks as though there is this metal creature.
Well, I'm observing the metal creature as well.
Are you going to walk up at all to investigate?
Yeah, I'll go up.
Okay.
If you can move me up a few. Right there, yeah.
Okay.
It's checking out. It's just something
so are, you're not touching anything, you're just taking a look?
No, I'm not touching anything yet.
Okay. So...
Do I do a perception or anything?
Sure, yeah. Run me a perception.
11.
11? So you don't see a lot. I'll say that you are looking around the dais. Right. You are looking around the room. You actually see a few, like, tables kind of carved out into the wood, like little nicks.
Oh, so this is wood. It's not stone now.
No, everything's stone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. But, like, you actually see some, like, a niche, right?
Right.
Carved into some of the walls where you see it looks like maybe, like, where he would keep, like, almost like painting supplies.
All right.
Where you see, like, a mortar and pestle where you see some of the crystals that had been ground out into dust. And you see, like... you see on his hands, you see different colors of the of the powdered on his hands.
On the hands of the of the statue that's sitting there.
Of the metal of the forge.
The war forge.
Oh boy.
Of the war forge.
Are the niches big enough to hold? To hide somebody?
No, not really. They're kind of maybe just like
a niche,
like a little little one. But
is the Warforged like a stone statue, or is he?
He's a Warforged.
So he's a living, breathing
something.
You don't know anything yet.
I'm not touching him.
As you were walking through these halls, the creatures that you saw and the stories that you could see etched on the walls, you did see a Warforged. Mm. It looked like he was one of the heroes, Banna, who took the eye. This is Banna.
So there's... Okay.
Oh, he's a good guy.
There's like a notch that... It's like a closet?
Could you imagine when you see a kitchen, like your kitchen, where it's like there's a pass-through?
Uh-huh.
Like that. It almost looks like a pass-through, like a hole in the wall, but a pass-through where you just put something.
Got it.
So there's like little carve-outs like that all over... And in here, you see, against this one wall closest to Kristen here, you can all, from this vantage point, see that there is a group of, it looks like, about 12 heroes that look like they are all attacking Qui-Goth. They are all attacking Qui-Goth at the same time. And you can see a beholder that looks like he's just about to die, like ripped apart. And the detail and the level of attention to detail, it looks like a master artist was able to construct this on the walls. And one of the people up on that wall is the Warforged that you see. He's busted. He's broken. Something I have not mentioned is through this maze, you continue to see more broken body parts. People have made it this far. In this room itself, there are busted and broken body parts. You see statues hit and fallen against the floor. You see a statue or two that looks like it's holding its lungs and it's screaming out for air. Perfectly a statue. And you can see this creature perfectly still. No sign of life. But you also do not see where the stone would be. From your investigation check, you don't know where the stone is.
Are we all in there now? Have we all entered?
You can if you want to be.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd move up at that point.
Lagatha, you'd move up?
Yes, please.
If you want to investigate any of the little alcoves.
I would, actually.
Same.
This, I'm sorry if you want to call it Braz, but like as we move around, I see this. And I want to see here.
That is actually a hallway.
Okay.
That goes out to a different part. So there were several ways to get here and several ways to leave here. So it is a true maze of all different kinds of things. And I'll actually give you kind of like an image, because in my mind I had to draw it because...
Simon, where do you want to go? Up? Just up?
Yeah.
Doofus, where would you like to go?
Right up to the dais.
Like
right
around?
Right up in front of the dais.
Yeah, I'm going to go actually over here.
I imagine it like this. Sure. You are in the dead center. That's the dais in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I imagine it like this. See how it's all like open? Okay. Yeah. And it's a maze on the way in. Right here.
Sitting
next to you in her loveliness.
I rolled a 15 on investigation for the dais.
For the dais?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm looking for secret compartments or a way to turn the Warforged on.
Okay. Can I hold on to that?
Sure.
Okay. Everyone else is looking around the room?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You are all looking around the room. The longer it's taking, it's taxing every time. You see, you find a few things I can address after all of this, but you do find a couple little trinkets here or there, nothing of value.
Right.
But you do happen to see names of almost like portraits of each one of these people and the names underneath. So you feel like really like, oh, like this person made a shrine to his team.
Mm.
Like that's really what this is.
Any names that are recognizable?
Yes. You see Bolin, you see Banna, you see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a list. I'll show it to you guys later.
Okay.
So show me where everybody is while Eric is investigating.
Kristen, put me exactly where I want to be.
You're all where you want to be?
I'm where I want to be.
Yeah, right in front.
Excellent. Okay. So... Zorak, you rolled a 15.
Mm-hmm.
Alric, you want to roll anything or no?
Not particularly. I would just walk up to the dais and start talking. Start talking to him.
Start talking to the Warforge?
But I'll let you settle up anyone's checks before I get into that.
Give me action music, please.
Action music, you said?
Action music.
Good music to die by, then?
Yeah. So, you said you're trying to find something, you're speaking to it, you're trying to figure out what's going on. You see Banna's eyes open, and you hear Ooh. Almost like Tony Stark, and you hear this, like, whirring and buzzy, and you hear, like, click, 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 click all throughout his body. And he stands up, and he takes his axe. So many of you came so far. What a shame. And just...
And there it is, people.
So I am going to say... I had the idea that he's just going to hit. And I was going to say anyone who has a reaction that they want to do at that moment. Nobody said they were readying anything. So I'm going to say he's going to hit. And then we'll roll initiative.
Okay.
So who's in front of him?
Adam.
Sorry.
Nice setup.
I asked specifically where everybody was, and everybody said that they were very happy where they were. So you're right in front.
Thank you.
No, I'm just joking. All right. No, my anger is joking. All right.
I'm sorry. Did you say before that there are different hallways?
Lots of hallways, Mom.
Okay.
Lots and lots of hallways.
I was thinking of sending my bird out.
Oh, okay. Right now we're in initiative, so okay. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'd forget that, Mom. We're about to ask you.
Yeah.
We're
in a
fight. I know.
I forget the hallways.
I do have a reaction. I have two reactions I could take, but it's going to depend on what happens.
Auric.
Initiative?
Yep.
What was it? 19.
19. Zorik? Scarlet?
15.
Scar. 16? 16. Nice. Lagatha?
13. Oh.
I looked at you and said Lagatha. I'm sorry. Lagatha?
15.
We're on the teens today, everybody.
Yeah.
Adam?
17.
So nobody healed Simon before this, huh? That sucks.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Wah, wah!
Okay, first thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Simon, what's
13.
Your... 13. 13, 1-3? Yeah. Wow, guys, all right clustered up together. Alrighty.
How big is the Warforge?
Pretty
is it my head, my
hilarious.
Height, or bigger than me?
Big. He didn't do too good on his hit for you, so that's a miss. Oh, you're a 14, right? No, it's still a miss. He did not do good.
Yeah.
So he attacked Adam, right?
He attacked Adam.
Yeah. Okay. Reaction Sentinel attack.
You guys.
You got Sentinel?
Yeah.
Oh, you fuck.
When a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you. You can use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the attacking creature.
Yep.
Sure.
So I wasn't sure if it was whether it connected or not. So that was my.
So I knew what Banna was going to do today. So I specifically looked at all of your characters to see what reactions you all had, and I saw yours, and I was like, well, who knows if he's going to be within 5 feet?
It's going to be 14.
To hit. 14 to hit.
Yeah.
Does not hit.
Nah. Oh well.
So he is 15. Very difficult to hit.
Yeah, figured as much.
Cleric, very difficult to hit.
I understand.
Alright, so because that was just kind of like his first go, I'm only going to give him one hit. But, Auric, you are up.
Okay. I'm going to yell to Simon to stay back. Because I forgot to heal you. So, Simon, stay back. I need you to stay alive for at least one more round.
Remember, you have disadvantage on ability checks.
Remember, you can shut up.
Remember, Simon cannot take bonus actions.
I understand. My love muffin pop. Mm-hmm. I'm concentrating. I'm going to cast Bless on Adam, Lagatha, and Sork.
Nice. Thank you.
Nice, Braz.
Oh, do I got to go back and do something here?
Nope.
I
gotta... You're blessed. You can add a d4 to every attack and saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
That'll be my action. I don't think I can. Yeah. I don't have any bonuses,
and
so
just
I'm just gonna.
Don't forget, it's easier if you just click add instead
that.
Of do the plus.
Yeah.
This way you know you're adding the right thing at each time.
And that'll just be it. I'll yell, Simon, stay back. I'm in melee of Banna, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say he kind of stepped up forward to you. Oh, you want to back off?
Yeah.
You can back up.
Oh, so I won't... Okay, I don't want to trigger any...
No, no, no. He's more locked in with
actually,
without him. You have about 5 feet before you, that you can back out.
Okay, then I will do so. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and I'll actually, go right next to Simon. That'll be my turn.
Okay. Adam is next. Scarlet, you are on deck.
So he's in front of me?
He's directly in front of you, locked eyes with you.
Ugly. What I want to do is I want to bull rush him, try to push him down. Can I do that?
You can attempt it. I will warn you. This is a huge metal creature, right. Very big, bigger than you, towers over you. You would be fighting your strength against his strength.
Okay.
If you still feel like you can hit him and you can knock him down, you can attempt it.
I'll swing my axe.
Yeah, it might be the better idea.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Duh, I'm raging.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so you're raging. So you hit? So you attempt to hit?
Right, 16.
16 to hit? That will miss. And that's your turn.
And that's great.
Okay. Scarlet, you are up.
I would like to cast True Strike. I want to point my finger directly in the Bane's...
Bane?
Banna's direction.
Mm-hmm.
And... Your magic grants you a brief insight into the target's defenses. On your next turn, you will gain advantage on your first attack roll against the target. Okay. Right, that the spell hasn't ended.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your turn?
Yeah, so what's my insight?
He's big and strong.
That's his defense, is big and strong? Like, I don't get any insight into, like, what defeats him?
True Strike is the cantrip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the insight, yeah, the next line says, like, I understand what you're saying. Because that get advantage
me,
anyway.
That to me reads as two different things. Is I point, I gain the insight, then on my next turn, I attack with said insight. That's how that reads.
That's
to me.
How I would interpret it.
How do you know? Like, how do you know that's not two different sentences and what, like, that one flows into the next?
Because if you were to get more than that on a cantrip, that's overpowered for a cantrip.
Also, a lot of D&D stuff is like that. That's how my divine senses. I can sense good and evil. But I can't, but the actual effect is I can only sense celestials, fiends, and undead.
There's like limitations.
There's, those are the limitations. So it's like, D&D has a tendency to do that. Well, first line of whatever it is will give you this like, the flowery language. And then after that will be like the mechanical.
Yeah.
That is so poorly written then.
Yeah. Oh, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
No, I don't disagree either. It's not a well-written spell.
But I'll tell you this. Because you cast a spell, you will get advantage. I don't have anything to give you.
That's fine.
But, like, I don't have anything like, oh, his weakness is this or anything like that. But you will get the advantage next time.
Okay.
No matter what.
That's, and then I guess I'll use my bonus action Bardic Inspiration on Adam.
Okay. Excellent. Lagatha, you're up.
Thank you.
I'm up?
Yep.
All right. One more. There.
Up next is Sorek.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Shits and giggles. Try a different strategy. Acid splash.
Acid splash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that... What is the range on that?
60.
60? Okay.
Good enough? We're good there? Well, I mean, I'm more than enough, unless I back up a little bit.
No, you have no... It's fine.
To his face.
Okay, so it's a cantrip. Acid splash. 1d6.
I have to do a saving throw.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, right?
Dex 12.
Okay. Okay, he failed. So he takes the one damage. So you're good.
I'm good.
Okay. So then now, Zorik, you're up.
Alrighty. I'm going to take a swing at him. That'll do it. Dirty 20 on the die, 25.
Woo-hoo!
And we are throwing a smite on top of this.
Beautiful. Hit
of
me.
Course he is. Snap.
So 5 slashing. Mm-hmm. And 7 radiant. He's resistant to slashing, isn't he?
No. Hey, theoretically he would be, but he didn't rage. Okay, that was Sorek. Simon, you are up.
Okay, am I still incapacitated?
You don't have a bonus action, but that's the only real effect that you have going on right
now. Yeah, okay. You never were incapacitated.
Okay, so I could see. Right. I'm going to do a witch bolt on second level.
Ooh. Okay.
Alrighty.
So we're rolling to hit?
12.
Sorry, I missed.
Oh, you
I know, that's a bitch about Witch Bolt. Misses it, misses. Good. So that was your turn?
I'm sorry?
That's your turn, right. Simon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's now his turn. Yeah. So, you're going to get two hits. 19 to hit?
Yes.
I'm going to intercept that.
Okay. 13 to hit? What's your...
No.
Oh, 14.
Okay, so miss. And another miss! Damn, Van Nuys, rusty. Go ahead.
Well, he's been sitting there for a long time.
He's got three hits.
Oh, he's got three hits. One landed, so yeah, I'm going to intercept. Nice! So whatever damage that you take, that he's taking on that hit,
sure.
Minus 11.
Thank you!
Sweet.
Yeah, interception allows me to, if someone attacks someone other than me within 5 feet of me, I can use my reaction to reduce that damage by 1d10 plus 2.
Okay.
I rolled a 9, so...
So he hit you for 21.
Oh, okay.
You can reduce it by 11. And then don't forget, you, if you're raging, this is slashing damage. So you can have it again.
That worked out well.
It did.
So you only took 5.
I only took 5. Okay.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Instead of 21.
Instead of 21.
That's sweet.
Working together.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
All right.
I got you.
Okay. Back up to Ulrich.
Okay. Let's get it on the playing field. Bonus action, spiritual weapon. Simon, stay with me for one more turn. I gotta get that on the playing field. I'll heal you next. That's a 24.
To hit?
Yes.
That hits?
4 force damage.
Okay.
And I'd like him to make a dex save.
Okay, hold on. 14?
Yep, he makes it. Okay, that'll be my turn.
Hmm. Okay, Adam, you're up. Now, because you missed the last hit, re-roll me a d4 first. So we'll address your last turn. Just roll 1d4.
Okay. 4.
4. Okay. So that's going to be a hit that you missed last turn. Look. Now, do your turn right now. So do your another hit with the bless.
16
will miss, but the one from last turn did hit, so roll me your damage.
15.
15 damage?
Yes.
Shit! All right.
12 plus 3. Yeah.
Excellent. Ooh. Max damage. All right. That was Adam. Scarlet, you're up. Lagatha, you're on deck.
So, I guess... Dissonant Whispers on it, and there's...
Don't forget, you have advantage.
Yeah, but there's no advantage to Dissonant Whispers.
What do you have to hit with?
Nothing.
Oh, you don't have a roll to hit?
No, which is why I read it the way that I did. So Dissonant Whispers on it.
So you... Okay, hold on.
Wisdom saving throw.
Hold on. So what was your intention with casting the spell last turn?
To figure out what its defenses were, to shout it out to my party what it was immune to, then to gain... advantage on maybe Cloud of Daggers or some, I don't know. It was more of a support.
Okay. So because I think there was a misunderstanding, I thought you were getting it so you had advantage on your next hit. If you don't have a roll to hit and you lost a turn, then I'll say we can redo that turn next time.
No, it was because I misread it, so I'm just going to do Dissonant Whispers on it. So okay. Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving. 16?
That'll work.
Half damage or anything?
You're gonna get half.
Woohoo!
So, rolled a 13.
Nice. Okay, damage taken.
Bonus action. I'm going to give a bardic inspiration to Sark.
Nice. Okay, Lagatha, you're
up. D6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or sneak attack.
Okay. So what are you adding your sneak attack to? Are you going up to hit them with a dagger?
With a dagger.
Okay. So because Adam is in 5 feet as well, and also Soric, you will get the sneak. So go ahead and roll.
Oh, goody. 25.
25? Hits. So now you need your weapon damage and your sneak attack damage, which is down on the bottom.
7? 6? 13.
13 altogether.
Yep.
Nice. And now, what was that? That was slashing?
Piercing. Very dagger nice. Piercing.
He is not happy right now.
I'm so sad to hear that.
He's feeling it. Zorik, you are up.
Next. Alrighty. I'm going to take another swing at him with the long sword. 22 to hit.
22 to hit hits.
Cool. And we're going to throw another smite on top. So we're going to do 5. So 8 slashing and 6 radiant.
That doesn't matter. You don't have to break it out, but you said 8 slashing and 6 radiant.
Mm-hmm. 14.
Wow, guys. Chiseling away quickly. Simon, you are up.
I'm going to try again my witch's bolt.
Okay.
Second level. 18.
Hits?
Nice, mama.
Okay. Come on, baby. 7.
Okay. It's better than nothing. All right. So now he is up and he is pissed. So he is going to attempt to stomp and kick you. Can you roll me a strength save?
It's 24.
I rolled 24.
Face off!
Yeah.
The barbarian.
Was that a saving throw, DM? Yeah. He had to make a save? Bless works on saves.
Oh, so you would have beaten me anyway. Okay. So he tried to kick you down. Didn't work. Mm-mm. And I'm going to say he's going to turn and he's going to try to hit you one more time with his axe. That's a 28.
Interception!
13. So 15 damage.
Minus 11.
Oh, wow. So that's 4.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
But don't you get half of that?
Yeah. That's
half of that, too, huh?
Damn.
You guys are the best.
Working together. Well-oiled machine over here.
I'll take the tab when we go back to the pub.
I'll take you up on that.
Okay, so that was him. Up now is Auric, and then after that is Adam.
Bonus action, spiritual weapon. 21. And that will be 5 force damage. Action, I will feed Simon a healing potion. Because nice. I want to conserve some spell slots.
Okay.
Come on. Simon heals 4.
What is, and I'm sorry, I forgot to do this at the top of the round. Everyone, con save.
Oh, that works.
That's 20.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
14.
Okay, where are you?
2.
Oh, okay, you're good.
14 for Simon, dirty 20 for Ulrich.
Damn, all you all are doing okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That was Ulrich. So now Adam is up, Scarlet is next.
I am going to swing my axe.
Ooh!
Mid-level, where his thigh is.
Okay.
Nice. I like it.
I'm going to come around back swing. A 16 plus 4.
Oh,
yes,
I
20.
Gonna, I was going to roll something later. Yes. I just saw it.
So you 20. Said 20 to hit. Okay, so roll.
4.
4? Oh, not great roll, huh?
That's tough. Thank you, DM.
Like,
thank
you, 17
DM.
Or something.
Can I use the inspiration roll? Oh, not on
that. No, not on DM.
I know.
Okay. all right. So that was Adam. Scarlet, you are up.
Dissonant whispers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a save.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. So sorry. Ooh, I think that's a failure. 9.
Yeah, it's a fail.
Tell me what I got.
No, not great. 7 psychic.
Okay.
And bonus action, Lagatha, I'm going to give a bardic inspiration.
And you're up. On deck is Zork.
Okay, I am going to sneak attack again.
Okay.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to need 3 plus 1 is 4 plus what?
A D6.
Huh?
A D6.
A 6. Let's just say I rolled a 1 and...
And move on.
Okay, I'm going to hang my head in shame in the little corner over there. Okay?
You rolled a natural 1?
It was... No, I'm just saying, let's pretend that I rolled a 1. Because even with this and that...
That's the indie sometimes.
I get it.
All right, let's lag it.
Like a girl.
All right. Same song, same dance. Going to take a swing. Ooh. I'm going to use my bardic inspiration because I don't think that's enough. That might be. 8. Dirty 20.
Okay.
And should I use my last smite? Yeah, I'll use my last smite. Okay. It's going to be 17 damage. Mm.
It's going to be 17 damage. Nice. Yeah,
that's a lot of damage.
Oh, actually, no. 20 damage.
I'm sorry, I heard 17. Anyway, who's next?
20 damage.
Simon is up. Simon got healed?
Yeah, I still have that same one. The witch's bolt. Four.
Now, is that take an action?
Yes.
Okay. So now my champion is back up. He realizes how much damage Zorak is holding.
I was wondering if this was going to happen.
I realize he's not very happy with you. He's going to do his second wind, and he's going to get some hit points back. And then he's going to hit you three times.
Okay.
27.
That hits.
26.
That hits.
Ooh, 18?
Yeah, meets beats.
You're going to go down, bitch.
All right. Anyway,
12. Plus 7, plus 7, plus 6. Are you writing all this down?
Wait, how much did you... How many times? You hit me three times, right?
Yes.
But you rolled four times.
Correct.
What's going on here?
Slashing. He has his actual hits, but then he also has a bonus to his hits.
So what are they again?
He's got 2d6 plus 5 for each hit.
16... And then what was the last one?
13.
Yep, I am down.
Uh-oh. He feels very good about himself now.
I mean, I did 20 damage to him last time, so...
Where am I? Oh, look how cute.
It has a little thing for you over here for your fails and your successes.
If I bring you back, are you still blessed? I think you are.
Am I?
Still concentrating on it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I'm still concentrating on it.
So, yeah. All right.
You keep that on you. I'm like, don't worry. I'm going to bring you back.
Maybe. All right. So that was our champion. He feels very good about himself. Cleric.
Okay, bonus action. Spiritual weapon. Dirty 20. Eight force damage. And then we're going to drop a Cure Wounds into Sorek.
Indeed.
You're up with 7. And you're still blessed. Because I'm very holy. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Very holy, he says. Okay, so now it's Adam. I'm good. Next there. Up is Scarlet.
Who's up? Oh, sorry.
Adam. And then after that is Scarlet.
Doesn't it whispers?
Hang on 1 second. First Adam. Sorry.
Sorry.
I wasn't explaining myself properly.
Another chop.
Another chop?
Another way. 14 plus 3. 17.
Misses.
Okay.
Misses. All right. Scarlet, you are up.
Doesn't it whispers?
Okay. And that's a save on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning. Failure.
14.
Damn. Oh, wow. He's really not looking good now. He healed himself and everything, and now he's not looking good.
Bonus action, bardic inspiration, and I'm going to give it to Ulrich.
Many thanks.
Oh, Lagatha, you are up.
Sneak attack. Dagger. 26.
26 to hit? Hits?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, your damage for your regular weapon, and then the plus attack. The 2d6.
That sounds like, was that a natural 20?
Was that a natural 20?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then you double everything. You gotta say these things.
I'm sorry, don't. When I hit the 20, 60. This one up to 2d6.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I forgot. I'm gonna have to look up.
10.
And 10 mm-hmm. plus.
10, it's 10 rounds.
Which is how many?
2d6.
You gotta roll it again.
Yeah.
It's 5 and 4, 9.
19.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Zorak, you are up.
Cool. So, I stand up. I'm hurting, so I'm going to need a minute. So,
you're not going to eat with us? You can sit down.
I'm going to need to recharge the batteries. So, bonus action, Starlight Step. So, I'm going to teleport about 15, about 20 feet away. And then as my action, I'm going to use my Lay on Hands for my whole pool. So I am back up to 27.
Wow.
Okay.
I heal for 20.
Simon, you are up.
Mine is going to continue. So.
Okay. Just roll the damage.
Yes, I will. 13.
Okay. He takes it. So now at the end of this round, you see him after that last Witch Bolt takes it. He stumbles, And he goes, and he actually sits back down on his throne. And he clutches his chest. And he looks at you all. You cannot do this. I've protected this for 1,000 years. You cannot take this from me. You don't know the pain that this will cause the world if you take it. You've seen the forest, you've seen the bodies. Do not take this beyond this temple. It will destroy the world. You have no idea what this is.
You have fought bravely, champion. Let us take it from here. We'll see that no harm comes from that ever again.
I've tried to destroy it for the last 1,000 years. Nothing can destroy this. Go now. Take whatever strength you have left and leave this place.
I'm afraid we cannot do that. You had your chance with it. Now allow us to have ours. We will destroy it.
You can never destroy it.
I believe you are incorrect in that statement. We have the means to. Allow us.
Prove it to me. Prove this will be destroyed. All of you swear an oath that you will never use this to harm another person.
We swear.
Scout's honor.
We swear.
He's going to take a moment, and he's going to put his head down as if he's praying. And then he looks up at you. You will destroy this?
We will.
You have our word.
What?
Do we still have Jezebel's necklace somewhere?
Yeah.
We put it in some sort of bag, didn't we?
You have her lockbox. You have right. The lockbox where that went into, but I think you also have the necklace itself with no longer has the eye in it.
Can we show him not so much the eye, but the necklace? Mm-hmm. We'd have to play that out.
If that's what you want to do, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So you take a moment.
Take a moment and you take out the necklace. We will destroy it just like we will destroy what was inside of here.
Can I see that?
No.
And he points up to the image. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of him and Bolin dancing together while she's wearing that necklace.
Okay.
Just let me see it closer.
And she'll creep up.
I'll move closer to that.
And he'll look at it. And he looks like he's going to cry. He's incapable of it, but he looks like he's about to cry. Mm-hmm. If you can truly destroy it, then I can finally be at peace. And he reaches into his chest and starts pulling pieces of his armor out of his chest. And it looks like he's doing Kali Ma. Like, it looks like he's ripping out his own heart. And he pulls this orb. And through his fingers, you can see glowing around it. All of you need a con check super high. Con save, sorry.
Bless works on saves. Yep. Those of you who are blessed.
Bardic Inspiration with Walls. 11. Oh.
13.
19.
Ooh.
9.
9?
9.
19.
Okay.
10.
We're the 19s. 19, 19. Everybody else.
Failed.
So bad that you actually start feeling yourself freeze. And you can't move. And it feels like your whole body is turning to stone. You are petrified. You are officially petrified. All of you are stuck. Except for Ulrich and Adam.
Oh, shit.
Well, this is a pickle.
Oh, great.
He opens his hands and he looks to Adam, kind of recognizing that you haven't had a single effect happen to you yet. I think you were meant to have this. And he hands it to you. And I can now finally be at peace. And he takes the necklace and he almost like he puts it into his heart and he leans back. And you can see essentially like a power down. And that's it. You almost see and sense and feel his body just leaving. So now you have this orb, but you also have the only person who can open the box to protect it from everybody is now petrified.
Yep.
And he's the only one who knows how to open the box.
He is attuned to it, but I know you guys all practiced with the box and you've seen it. You can attempt to open the box.
That'd be my first move, is I'll attempt to open it.
Okay. How about a history check?
Okay. Oh! That close to a natural 20!
Oh, what'd you get?
3.
Oh, fuck.
22.
Oh, okay. Okay, how about this? I'll say your first attempt failed.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing else for you to do. You have to do something.
I mean, petrified, not paralyzed. Fuck. Less restoration won't work. Yeah, I don't... 5.
And your second check?
Second check.
After your third check, I'm going to make you roll a con save again.
8.
Roll another con save.
Uh-huh.
Can you add them up?
15. On the con save.
You're going to petrify, babe.
Oh, shit.
So okay. Barbarian, you're by yourself.
TPK! TPK!
I'll get you out of it.
Hey, it is what it is, man. If we go down, we go down. It's fine. TPK. Total party kill.
Total party kill. Oh, everybody dead. Go home.
But I snow it.
And I'm like, no!
Yeah. So what do you do?
Goodness.
Well, go through our clothes and look for the change.
Yeah.
I would like to maybe see if this orb, if I put it next to any of the bodies, something
changes.
A reaction.
You don't see a reaction,
right.
But you know it's the proximity to the stone which is affecting them the most.
Hmm.
So it was when it was actually in the open air that all of them
changed.
It was the closeness to the stone.
Mm.
If you pull the stone and remove it and put it somewhere, it might release them from being paralyzed. You'd have to take it away from them, put it back in Vanna, do something to
I can't. All right. So say. I'll chuck it in the box. Well, that would be the way to go.
You could do that, or you could actually take it and fucking run out of the maze. I don't know.
Now, how far I would throw it? Obviously, I got a good arm. I could probably chuck it a while.
Oh, well, whatever you want to do, it's your decision.
See, but let me see if I could go and see if I could open up the box.
Okay, go ahead. Roll
me. I think that's the best.
I'm sorry. That makes sense. That's a start.
I said a history check mainly because I was like, can you remember what Simon did? Honestly, give me an idea of what way you'd be able to open the box. It's a puzzle box. You might get an athletics.
How about sleight of hands? Can I,
Sure, that's Dexy. Let's go for Dexy. Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah, go for Dex.
That would
laugh.
If you go to
the Vegas, 15. 15, can I add
4? That's it. That's not bad. No, that's it. That's good. You could add 4, but okay. The DC was a 10. This one kept missing.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, that's okay. So with the box, you're able to... You realize that every time you saw Simon do it and every time that you saw everybody looking at this, you remembered that there was an extra button that... or kept missing. So when he freezes, you're able to pull it out of his hand, and you're able to just push that last button in there. You're able to remember that one more button, and it slides open.
I'm excited.
Inside, you see it looks like you're looking into a pond with water inside.
Right.
And inside, it looks like this vast open space,
mm-hmm.
way beyond what this little box is.
Right.
And in this space, it looks like a shimmering field.
Okay.
And inside, you can see one little tiny dot shimmering. And as you take the stone and you drop it right on the top.
On top of it.
And it sinks straight through into that, almost looks like a liquid. And it floats through and it lands next to this other little pinprint. And you see two dots now. When you are able to close it, everybody takes a deep breath.
So that was
the defense. You're no longer paralyzed. Not only are you no longer paralyzed, you no longer have fatigue. You're 100% at this point.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yay, Adam.
Well done, Adam.
You did it.
What happened? I'm proud of you.
Now I know why all those people were stoned.
Did we save them as well?
Nope.
Oh.
Once they're turned completely to stone. You were petrified, you weren't dead.
Voice from the veil.
They're all dead. they are dead.
Gordon is answering me.
Okay, so...
So I hold on to that.
No, it's really Simon's puzzle box. He's the one who's attuned to it. I bent the rules. So really Simon's the only one who can open it. Rules are bent. Okay. So I'm going to say there's a couple things you guys need to do. First off, there are things around this room that you can investigate. There are things on the walls that you should investigate.
Mm-hmm. I'll assist someone investigating. Someone who has better investigation.
The biggest thing is after we roleplay what you find in this room and we roleplay the temple, you guys level.
Yay! Yay!
That was very big.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now you have two of the stones, eyes, orbs, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You have two secured in a puzzle box. Very good job, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Now when you had to get how many more?
Well, actually, you don't know. 11? 12? Depends on how you look at it. So, who's investigating what? Tell me.
I'll provide assistance, but I'm not. I don't want to be the point person on the investigation.
I have
not with my negative one.
+3 to investigate.
That's really good. Simon, you're an investigator too.
I have point. +4.
You're +4. Excellent.
I have +1, so I'll do something.
I have to.
You guys can each give advantage plus to each person six. Who's investigating somebody
yeah,
differently.
Wizard.
So I can say you guys can team up again. You guys, he can give advantage to you. He can give advantage to you. He can give advantage to you. Mm-hmm. And you guys can. Look at different areas. So tell me what you'd like to look at.
I'm also going to give you inspiration.
Thank you.
Oh, not inspiration. Guidance.
The paintings.
Paintings? Okay. What are you looking at?
Looking for any, like, maybe hidden antechambers, any hidden rooms.
Okay.
Mm.
That's, you know, not to the naked eye.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm sending my bird out.
To?
Any of those chambers so I could see what's in them before I go in them.
Okay. I like it. So while you are looking for antechambers, you don't really find any like hidden chambers. And the way I laid this out are like thick walls, but really the walls are not that thick. The walls are a little bit thinner, so you can see not a lot of them have created like chambers within them.
Okay.
So it's pretty much what you see is what you get.
Okay.
The images I'll do last.
Can I just
Say
it back up before Simon lets out the bird.
Yep.
Mm. I would ask for a piece of paper, like a quill.
Sure.
From Simon.
Sure.
Just to write down whatever I see so we can, like, chronicle it. Just so I can chronicle everything
yeah.
that I see.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Okay.
So all of you guys are kind of walking around and seeing these different images. You're going to take point on writing them and actually reviewing and seeing what you can find out. Mm. I'm going to give it to you because you're actually looking around. You do find, under the name of Bolin, you find it looks like a hair comb.
Mm-hmm.
And on the hair comb, there is this little thing of music notes up at the top. And you realize that this is something very important to him. It's kind of like on a pedestal under her name.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is like the most valuable thing in this place. Everything else is either petrified or just falling apart or crumbling. This is pristine. It looks gorgeous.
Did you? I found a hair comb. It has music notes.
For you and you.
Yes.
Banna's weapons and helm. The helm I said is an axe. That's a +1 axe to hit. The helm is a +1 to AC.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay.
You both need to be strength. If you want the AC and you want the weapon, I'll change it to a long sword or something like that. Whatever you need.
Okay. Or if you want if you want the axe, and I'll take the AC.
Yeah.
The helm.
You guys can discuss that between the two of you, but that's kind of my idea.
Right.
Ooh. I think it's better to have AC on the paladin, but whatever you guys want.
No, I agree. Well, we'll talk.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's a +1 AC or a +1 weapon, but it'll help you do more. Okay.
Those so we'll make the decision then. You take the helm, I'll take the axe.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay.
As far as party tactics go, that's the way to do it.
Right. Yep.
The barbarian more damage and the paladin harder to hit.
Yeah, yeah, that's the move.
What I can get.
Yeah, whatever you guys want. You're still investigating the walls and the paintings and everything, so I'll also say to you, you find another little alcove that looks like it has these very thin rods of crystals that look like they've been like wrapped up in almost like a cloth, and they look like almost like a knitting needle. Like they're really thin, long, and they are bright white. This is the brightest, and they almost look like they have like a glow to them. of the crystals that were outside, but they look like they were like harvested from somewhere. There's mm-hmm. three of them. Okay.
Can I touch them easily?
Yeah. Okay. So then we'll talk about that later if you want. I'll just tell you guys now. Mm. Each of those long little thin crystals uh-huh. are essentially like get you temporary hit points. If you take one, almost like a glow stick, take it, crack it. When you crack it, you will get almost like a blessing of temporary hit points for an hour. But after that, that's it. Wow. It's a one-time use, like a glow stick. The comb, I had an idea for the comb. And I actually wrote it up and I had the whole thing for it. But now I'm thinking I might change it. So let's talk later.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it definitely needs a bard. It is a bard's comb, whatever.
Yay. Yay.
Okay. The carvings that you find. But mm-hmm. for each of the adventures, I gave you that you found something of use on each of the walls.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Banna is an artist. Uh-huh. He took his time and his thousands of years to make images to keep himself entertained. So he drew all of the adventures that he had with his team. He drew all of the love that he had for Bolin. He drew everything. So you gather a lot of these stories and a lot of these really beautiful stuff, these beautiful messages. I wrote down the hooks, the most important things that you will need to remember for the future to mm-hmm. help you on your way. And if you want to roll like a history check at a later date, you can. You can say, did I see anything on the walls? And I can say, oh yeah, there was there.
Okay.
Okay. But these are the actual carvings. You see the Bolin, you see very beautiful tiefling, you see some of them times she's dancing around with Banna. You know these stories, you've heard them already. It's adorable. You see a little tiefling and you see a big iron forge, but you see them smiling and dancing around. It's really beautiful. You see an Asmar with glowing yellow eyes, wearing a symbol of an owl. His wings look like they are owly, like an owl appearance. It suggests a connection to a specific god. You see a gnome ranger. You see she has very distinctive, like, yellow and whatever markings. Mm. You see an elf druid. You see a dwarven master chiseling little pieces of consecutive circles. As you guys are all walking around and you're actually finding this, like, interesting, fascinating, Adam...
Yes.
As you are walking around and you're looking at these walls and these illustrations, mm-hmm. you see a dragonborn casting several spells. And the way that Banna has done the artistry of it, the way that Banna has made it, it looks like these like massive spells, something that if you knew, like, if like the different types of arts and the different type of spells that they would do, it looks almost like a sorcerer. Like massive spells across these fields, stuff like that. And one of the things that you see is that all of the casting, it looks like it's coming out of a staff.
From the image I see.
From the images you see that Banna has written.
Yeah, right.
The staff, as you take a look at it, the staff has the head of a dragon. And you see a sapphire eye. And as soon as you see that staff with that sapphire eye, you start like hyperventilating.
Right. Take a step back.
You immediately feel extreme fear.
Right.
And you take a step back and you almost like you like fall over and you start shaking because this is the fear that you've been feeling.
Right.
That eye. It's hitting you like a ton of bricks.
Right.
And when you close your eyes, you can see again that the fists that you've been making in your dreams, and you can feel it, and you can look down now in your mind's eye, and you see that you're holding that staff. That staff was something that you had in your hands. You don't know when, you don't know where, but you had it in your hands, and it's scared you terribly. And that's it. And you're just kind of standing there with your eyes closed, like shaking in fear.
And everyone's around me.
Everyone's kind of spaced out.
Yeah,
it depends on where everybody is, if anyone notices or if anybody's around you. But that's really what it is. You get hit hard with it.
goes like, is that a cue?
It's a cue. Nothing's gonna bad happen right now, but it's the memory that is just okay. Striking.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if anyone is around. I don't know.
I'm probably not. I was investigating, so I don't know if I'm back.
So if anybody wants to see the carvings, I printed everybody a copy.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Take one and pass. Actually, just pass.
Copies for all of us?
Copies for everybody.
Oh, cool. Beautiful. I'll take one of those. Fuck yeah. This was fun, DM.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, very, very well.